This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in the U.S. state of Virginia, which neighbors Washington, D.C., say a disgruntled public utility worker killed 12 people at a municipal building in the coastal city of Virginia Beach before dying in a shootout with four police officers. Police Chief James Cervera.
I can tell you that it was a long gun battle between those four officers and that suspect. We've recovered a .45 caliber handgun with multiple extended magazines that were emptied at the time. The suspect was reloading extended magazines in that handgun, firing at victims throughout the building and at our officers.
Cervera said they know who the suspect is but are not ready to release his name. He said that they're going to mention his name once and then he will be forever referred to as the suspect because the focus now is the dignity and respect to the victims in the case, to their families. Mexico's foreign minister says he has started negotiating with U.S. officials after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to impose tariffs on Mexico products related to the migrant surge at the border. Marcelo Ebrard said on Twitter Friday that he had spoken to the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo by phone and said face-to-face talks between the two would take place on Wednesday in Washington. His statement Friday morning followed a two-page letter to Mr. Trump that Mr. Trump made public late Thursday, similar in tone, responding to Trump's announcement on Twitter earlier in the day that the United States would be imposing an escalating tax on imports in Mexico. U.S. officials are touting a measurable decrease in the number of U.S. troops in Syria, though they continue to refuse to say just how many remain in the country to aid the fight against remnants of the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sought to raise the pressure on U.S. ally Germany Friday over next-generation networks that use technology from the Chinese company Huawei. There were also discussions about the rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Chancellor Angela Merkel says the U.S. continues to be Germany's most important partner outside of Europe. On Iran, she made clear Germany stands by the Iran nuclear deal.
We will discuss various problems. The world is in great restlessness, especially the issue of Iran and how we prevent Iran coming into ownership of nuclear weapons, how we prevent other aggressive actions from Iran. We will speak about Afghanistan, where we both have a considerable amount of troops stationed. We will speak about the situation in Syria and, of course, the very fragile situation in Libya.
Pompeo highlighted common ground, saying the U.S. will not stand in the way of a system that Europeans are developing to protect companies dealing with Iran from American sanctions, as long as the focus is on providing humanitarian aid.
That's VOA's Cindy Sain reporting. After Pompeo met the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, he flew on to Switzerland. The UN Refugee Agency says it has evacuated 149 refugees and asylum seekers from the strife-torn Libyan capital of Tripoli and brought them to safety in Italy. UNHCR transported the evacuees to a site near Rome. The evacuees from Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, and Ethiopia included 65 children, 13 were younger than a year old. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani held their face-to-face talks Friday on the sidelines of an annual summit of Islamic countries in Saudi Arabia. The rare interaction at the highest level is the latest sign of easing tensions and traditionally acrimonious relations between the neighbors. June 1st marks the beginning of hurricane season in the United States, and the National Hurricane Center is predicting at least 9 to 15 named storms in the six-month season. The center says 2 to 4 of the storms could be major, with winds in excess of 170 kilometers per hour. Ken Graham of the Hurricane Center says wind is only one of the threats.
In the last 3 years, 83% of fatalities has been indeed the flooding. It's the inland flooding. Most, and over half of those in automobiles. Historically, storm surge. It's the water. It's the inland water that's hurting people.
Last year, two major storms, Florence and Michael, devastated the southeastern United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.